flow euphonic rhythm of the jazz band ripens the atmosphere. In a myriad of screams, shouts, and tears seem to blend in with the solemn music, almost as if the horns and drums had a melodious cry in their own. With a 40-ounce in one hand and a cigarette in the other, to calm my nerves and soothe my soul, along with the others, I gently rock from side to side as a young brother's casket is brought from the sanctuary of the church to the back of a hearse, where we all begin to prepare for his last dance, his last ride, his last party. The African sisters who nurtured this man child are having fits, because at 17 you can't help but think of what he could have been, but today he's just dead. Another young, misguided, misdirected warrior whose life has been sucked from within his breast permanently. Forever. For nothing. The procession has started and the crying has become more intense, and as we move away from the church, the euphonic rhythm has changed. It's no longer soft and sad. It is now wild, happy, innocent. When you throw your hands in the air and gracefully and emphatically move your body in a way that only Africans can, an unpatterned way that's natural to you, and throw the music down in New Orleans, we call that the second line. Our body's language say to this young brother that this dance is for you. Yes, this last dance is for you. We dance so that your last vision of us can be a happy one. As we party past the housing project, this is the last time to see your playground and battlefield. This vicious, brutal, familiar enclave of blackness where you endured much pain and hurt mingled with laughter and love. This is the last time to see the rough, happy, innocent, nappy-haired little boys on their bikes who remind you so much of yourself when you were 10 and innocent. The last time to see the old sisters sitting on the porches becoming wiser by the day, and the old brothers sitting in front of the liquor stores reminiscing about what could have been. This is the last time to see your life and your world, and because of that, we stomp today, we shout today, we cry today, we dance today. Yes, we dance. And when we get to the candy store, the place where your life was quickly haunted, the euphonic rhythm changes yet again. This time the music and the people are in a frenzy. They dance like this will be the last time before we all get to see our maker. And as the music pounds and thumps and flares and draws us all emotionally into this intense moment, 12 of your best homies remove your casket from the hearse, and in a way equivalent to the white boys, hip hip hooray, your boys thrust your casket to the sky, and they take it down, and they thrust it again triumphantly, angrily, repeatedly, as if to say to your assassin, motherfucker, you can't touch him now, not your guns, not your bullets can't touch him now. However, in the midst of this frenzy, the roaring sound of a hot, vicious bullet rips through the air. Perhaps this is the assassin's rebuttal. This bullet must also sound like the fat lady, because the party's over. African brothers, sisters, and babies seek refuge, desperately trying to avoid their last dance. But deep down inside, we all know that we will dance again. Yeah, soon. Jazz band, right?